Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister to Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We encourage you to listen each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's Word and give you a reason of the hope that lies in it through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We also encourage you to our worship services. We meet at our regular times that will be given at the end of this broadcast, and we want you to know that you will always be warmly received. Well, this is the last Sunday before the religious holiday of Christmas. Many churches have Christmas programs. Plays depicting the Christmas story, the major scenes are very common. Many songs about the birth of Jesus will be sung. Church buildings will be decorated with Christmas trees, garland, wreaths. Some will have parties, fun, food, and gifts. Why does the Church of Christ not have such church programs, or do we celebrate the religious significance of the day called Christmas? Well, as odd as it seems to many that you try to have an open discussion about this with, they seem to be closed-minded. There is a reason why we don't celebrate Christmas in the Lord's Church. Number one, we are not told when Jesus was born. He was born somewhere between 7 B.C. and 4 B.C. The problem was the calendar. Henry Haley wrote in a section called Why Christ Was Born 4 Years Before Christ. For this reason, we say that Christ was born in 4 B.C. is merely because the maker of the Christian calendar made a mistake of 4 or 5 years in coordinating it with the Roman calendar in which it was replaced. The second thing that we don't know is the month or the day that Jesus was born. The Bible doesn't say. It is most likely was not December 25th. Luke's record reads, "Now when they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night." Luke 2 verse 8. It was not likely that the shepherds would be in the field in December. Why? The climate was mild, and to keep their flock from straying, they spent the night with them. It also is a fact that the Jews sent out their flocks into the mountainous and desert region during the summer months and took them up in the latter part of October or the 1st of November, when the cold weather commenced. While away in these desert and mountainous regions, it was proper that there should be someone to attend them to keep them from straying from the ravage of wolves and other wild beasts. It is probable that that our Savior was born before December 25th, or before what we call Christmas. At that time it's cold, especially in the high and mountainous regions around Bethlehem. But the exact time of his birth is unknown. There is no way to ascertain it. By different learned men, it has been fixed at each month in the year, nor is it a consequence to know the time. If it were, God would have preserved the record of it if it mattered. Matter of moments are clearly revealed. Those which he regards as no importance are concealed. The exact date of the birth is unknown. The legendary date of December 25th cannot be traced farther back than the 4th century, according to Wycliffe Bible Commentary. It is a custom among the Jews to send out their sheep to the desert about the Passover and to bring them home at the commencement of the first rain. During the time they were out, the shepherds watched them night and day. As the Passover occurred in the spring, the first rain began early in the month of Marchevan, which answers to our part of October and November. We find that the sheep were kept out in the open country during the whole of the summer, and as these shepherds had not yet brought home their flocks, it is presumptuous argument that October had not yet commenced, and that consequently our Lord was not born on the 25th of December, when no flocks were out in the fields, nor could he have been born later than September, as the flocks were still in the fields by night. On this very ground, the Nativity in December should be given up. The feeding of the flocks by night in the fields is a chronological fact. which cast considerable light upon the disputed point of the day of his birth, and that's according to Mr. Adam Clark's commentary. And so all of this tells us that there is no definitive time or date when the Lord was born. As a matter of fact, we don't know when the birth of Christ was. It's pure speculation and a pure guess. Many dates have been suggested for the birth of Christ: January 6th, March 25th, January 10th, May 20th, and December 25th. In fact, every month of the year has been suggested by someone at some point. What do we know about the birth of Christ? We know only that what we find written in the text. The birth of Jesus was in Bethlehem, Matthew 1, verse 25. The shepherds visited the same night, Luke 2, 8 through 20. Jesus was circumcised the eighth day, Luke 2, 21. Jesus' presentation was 40 days after his birth, according to Luke 2, 22. The wise man visited him, Matthew 2, 1 through 12. We are not told how many wise men were there. They came to the house, not to the manger, so he was already older. Jesus' parents journeyed, taking him to Egypt, Matthew 2, 13 through 15. The male children were killed in an unsuccessful effort to kill the Lord, Matthew 2, 16 through 18. They returned to Nazareth, place where he grew up, in Luke chapter 2, verse number 39. How did December 25th become the birth of Jesus Christ? It is not because of the Bible. There is no record of the Bible of Jesus being born on December 25th. Christmas is not among the earliest festivals of the church, according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, Volume 3, page number 724. Origen, who was a writer in 245, repudiated the idea of keeping the birthday of Christ as if it were King Pharaoh. Clement of Alexandria in 200 mentioned several speculations on the date of the birth of Christ and condemned them as superstitious. There is a pagan background to December 25th. The Christmas date, December 25th, is first met in the West in the 4th century. The Eastern date was January the 6th, and then probably borrowed from a pagan festival. The Roman Salutarian was a 7-day pagan festival from December 17th through the 24th in honor of Saturn. The 25th was a day of worship of the sun god Marthyrus. This was a celebration of victory of light over darkness. In the Encyclopedia Britannica reports that the traditional custom connected with Christmas have developed from several sources as a result of coincidence of the celebration of the birth of Christ with the pagan and solar observation of midwinter. In the Roman world, the Saturnian, December 17th, was a time of merrymaking and exchange of gifts. December 25th was also regarded as the birth date of the Iranian goddess Mithra, the sun of righteousness. This is a Catholic background of December 25th. Liberius, Bishop of Rome, or the Pope, changed the date from January 6th in 353 to December 25th in 354. He arrived at the date saying that the conception was March 25th and then added the 9 months. Despite the beliefs about Christ that the birth stories express, the Church did not observe a festival for the celebration of the event until the 4th century. The date was chosen to counter the pagan festival connected with the winter solstice, which since 274 under the Emperor Aurelius, Rome had celebrated the feast of the invincible sun on December 25th. After the triumph of Constantine, the Church of Rome assigned December 25th as a date for the celebration of the feast, possibly about AD 320 or 353. By the end of the 4th century, the whole Christian world was celebrating Christmas on that day, with the exception of the Eastern churches, when it was celebrated on January 6th. The choice of December 25th was probably influenced by the fact on this day the Romans celebrated Mithridat, the feast of the sun god, and that Saturna also came on that time, according to Collier's Encyclopedia. Suffice it to say, ladies and gentlemen, there's no concrete evidence, pro or con that the evidence shows that December 25th was probably not the birth date. There was no consensus early on in religion, and it was later determined and changed by religious men in the Roman Catholic Church. Thus, there is no concrete evidence that Jesus was born on December 25th. That's point one. The second point is, we're not authorized to observe his birth. There is no biblical authority. Observing the birth of Christ is a religious act. We must have Bible authority for all that we say and do, according to Colossians 3, verse 17. There is no authority for observing the birth of Christ. There is no command, no example, no necessary inference, and no such observance is in the New Testament. We are forbidden to keep and observe special days, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. We should observe as seasons of holy time when it can be proved God has commanded us to and no more. Why do what is not authorized and fail to do what is authorized? Some will only attend church services at Christmas or Easter, yet they fail to observe and mark his death every Lord's Day, which is the one that is authorized, the only memorial that is authorized, Acts 20, verse 7. And the reason we don't have Christmas programs is that Christmas programs are entertainment. The plays, the skits, the songs, the manger scenes, the live animals, the hot cocoa, the warm cider, all of it are presented to entertain. Entertainment is not a work of the church. We are to worship God in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. Entertainment is not evangelism. Entertainment is not edification. Entertainment is not needy benevolence. Thus, entertainment is not authorized by the church. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no biblical example, no biblical command, no biblical necessary inference, or any biblical reference in the New Testament of any church observing the religious holiday of Christmas. It was not seen until late in the 4th century. And then that date was chosen later by one of the Roman Catholics' pope over January the 6th, so there would be a uniform keeping of Christmas as we see in the word itself, Christ's Mass. And so it is a Roman Catholic in origin. Ladies and gentlemen, the only memorial that God commanded his people to remember, it's not the date of his birth, not the date of his resurrection, but the day that he died. We are to remember the crucifixion of Christ by observing the Lord's Supper every first day of the week that we looked at earlier this month in explaining why we observe the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. No, we're not Scrooge, and we don't observe the Christmas holiday because we don't believe in the birth of Christ. We certainly do. We believe every passage of Scripture that gives the evidence that he was born of Mary and all the things that the prophet said prior to his birth. What we don't believe is that it was on December 25th. We do not believe it's a religious holiday, and we believe we have no command from God's word to observe it. It is sad that a day that had become so commercialized in our country is now being depicted as a special holy day. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are commanded to follow God's instruction, not man's. The command to celebrate Christmas did not originate with God, did not originate in the Bible, therefore we reject it. Have a good day.